Do you enjoy this podcast but wish you had more weekly short doses of insights and nuggets? Well, if you didn't know, I recently launched an email newsletter where you can join and connect with a community of like-minded young women around the world, also on the journey of personal growth. This weekly email includes everything from mindful insights and finds, tips on living well, relationships, my personal experiences, and a lot more. Subscribe to get your weekly email newsletter. The link is directly in this podcast episode show notes, or you can head directly to my website at emilyelizabeth.blog and you can sign up from there.
Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And for today's episode, I wanted to dive into a topic that I certainly needed to know when I was in my early 20s. And this is because, as you can tell from the title of this episode, it's around being in a relationship and what I think every young woman needs to know before getting into one. And there's a few reasons why I wanted to dive into this topic. I recently was at a little brunch with some girlfriends, and we were talking about some hobbies we've been doing and picking up over the past few years. And I remember sharing how indulging in these hobbies of mine, some of which were a big part of my childhood, like figure skating and tennis, indulging in it again over the past year or so has made me feel more myself and has made me feel more grounded in who I am and what I want. And I can't help but notice that this is an easy one. And I'll tell you, like, girls that have been in relationships that get out of it will also tell you the same thing, especially if they've kind of learned through experience. And I also preface that sometimes this is a lesson that you can only understand through experience. But I think it's sometimes sharing it and having it kind of planted in your head can be really helpful, even if you can't fully grasp it until you experience it. But there is a night and day difference when you learn how to enjoy time with yourself, and especially filling that time with things that interest you. So outside of your job, assuming that you work, what are some things that you do independent of others, independent of your friends, that really fill your soul, helps you feel joy? I can share from personal examples. For me, it's a wide variety of things. And of course, I don't do everything in the same week all the time. But right now for me, what that looks like is I play piano every now and then because I luckily have a piano in my apartment. I play tennis a few times a week. That's something I picked up a little over a year ago. And I was a former tennis player competitively. And so that's been bringing me a lot of joy. I skate usually once or twice a week now. I also, during the winter season, I usually coach at the outdoor rinks for a season. So that's really fun. What else have I been doing? I recently did a pottery class, just kind of like a one-off thing. I did it with a girlfriend. I've been indulging in mixing classes for DJing. So I've planted that seed a little bit here and there. I've shared with people my passion and love for house music, but it's something that I actually finally decided to refine my skills in terms of mixing. And I've been doing an intensive workshop. It's every Saturday. I've been doing that for the past few weeks. I've been loving it. And the more I've been doing these things, you guys, the more I actually feel like it's something you'll feel. You'll know that. You're like, oh shit. Like, if you go and sign up for something, let's say it's a writing creative workshop or something, or a photography workshop, I don't know. You will feel that feeling that I'm sharing with you. That feeling of, wow, this is like lighting Emily's, is lighting her up. And it's kind of like when you play the game, the Sims, if you guys remember that computer game. It's like that when you're playing that game and you make the Sims character learn a new skill and they're like working at it, right? That's what it feels like when I'm indulging in these hobbies and interests, and especially things that really stimulate my brain. So I know that a cooking workshop would definitely be up there for me. I would love to indulge in a French cooking workshop here in New York or maybe in France one day, because I know that would be so new for me and also really fun. And so the reason why all of that is relevant, because once again, it helps reinforce what it's like for, in my case, Emily to have her own independent life. What it's like for Emily to enjoy time with herself and to be able to experience life on her own and actually be fulfilled on her own with or without a romantic partner. And this is something I share out of observation that I've seen some women do, especially around my age, when you have space for something in your life. One of the first things that we all will do, and I've done it in my past, although I will say, like, having a business and having a podcast has helped me have less space for that. But when you have so much space, mental and physical space and time, you're going to fill it with something. And oftentimes, the first thing we're not thinking of is, let me go learn guitar and take guitar lessons because, oh, that's going to cost me money, right? So then we maybe, I don't know, go on the dating apps and maybe we then go searching for something to fill the time that we have. We want to go on dates. Maybe we want to get, I don't know, free dinners, right? I've heard some people frame it like that. And look, I have no judgment. Dating is fun, and I've had my experiences with it. But where it can go south is if you get into a relationship or a dating experience where it works well, it's hitting the mark, and you suddenly realize like you're spending majority of time with them, and you don't really have much time for yourself and much time for what you're interested in and your own pursuits, right? Then that often leads to being unhealthily attached to someone because within months, you don't know what life is like without the person. You don't know what it means to go and do something completely by yourself. And that can lead to a really downward effect years down the line. I actually had a conversation with a close girlfriend who is more or less going through a very serious breakup with someone that she's been with for over 7 years. And in reflection of that dynamic, she realized that in those 7+ years, they never went more than maybe 2 weeks apart. That's something she reflected on as probably not great, and probably not great in the sense of the healthy attachment and each person continuously building their own life and building their own individual life. Because something a guest of mine, Aaron, he was on this podcast back in July of 2023. I, from the outside looking in, have a lot of respect for his relationship with his wife, and he's in his early 30s or so. And something that he shared on that conversation, he said, ideally, two partners are on two individual paths, and you're going on parallel paths, and you more or less are just going in the same direction, right? That is the ideal. It obviously isn't always the case. There's going to be some ebbs and flows, and it's not going to be perfect trajectory, right? But ideally, you're going in the same direction and you have your own path. You are not intertwined with the person. You are also still your own person. And so I learned this the hard way, but for better when I was in my very first college relationship. I learned it the hard way. I saw what it was like to overindulge in spending so much time with the person and not really having time for myself, time for my own friends. And again, I think all of us will or have already gone through that to some degree. But I do think that when you invest in yourself and your own interests, like these hobbies I've mentioned. When you do that enough, especially consistently for months or even a year or so or more into before you meet someone that you get into a relationship with, I would assume, like, usually in those cases, you're going to be able to hold your ground more and really recognize, like, hey, these things are important to me. So I'm not going to drop all of this just because my partner wants me to, or my partner doesn't love that I do these hobbies. You know what I mean? And that's actually something that was brought up at brunch, which is how, we would feel uncomfortable if, you know, for example, if I had a partner that was uncomfortable with me, I don't know, I'm going to make an extreme example, like performing on ice. And I was, you know, as a former figure skater, I sometimes do performances here and there still when like ice rinks open up and things like that. And so, you know, I can imagine, let's say, a partner that was like jealous or just couldn't stand people watching me skate in a pretty dress, right? Like, I'm sure there are extreme examples that exist out there, right? And if you don't have your own footing of yourself, you might fall for that, and you might not even realize you will fall for someone to tell you something so extreme and tell you to give up something that you love, right? And again, when you are in a relationship or dating, there's often times where you lose your rational thought process, and it's common. And so I think some of that can be alleviated when you do have your own interests, your own life, and continue to pursue them in your own way. I hope this short and sweet episode was helpful for you, especially if you are someone that is dating right now, or maybe you're slowly getting into a relationship and you notice that these things are coming up. I hope that this helped you reconsider some things and maybe think about what you can do more to add to your life as an individual, as a person, and explore those interests. Don't be afraid to explore what you've been curious about. And even if it's not related to dating, maybe it's just because you are interested in filling your own cup and you notice that you've been hesitant for so long because you're relying on friends to do it with you. Take this as your sign to go and pursue the things that you are so curious about, because one day you'll look back and, of course, thank yourself later. Thanks again for tuning in to the episode. I will chat with you all in the next one.